Okay, so let's dive into this case today. It all revolves around signing a deed. Seems simple enough, right? But it gets complicated real quick. The case is Rosengrant v. Rosengrant, and it shows just how tricky property law and estate planning can be. Basically, we've got this elderly couple, Harold and Mildred Rosengrant, and their nephew, Jay. They all lived on this farm in Oklahoma.
Yeah, at first glance, it sounds pretty straightforward. Harold and Mildred, they want to give their farm to Jay. Sounds simple. But the way everything went down, it raises a super important question. Like, when does signing a deed actually mean you've legally transferred the ownership? And what happens when that transfer is tied to, like, the owner's dying?
Yeah. Okay. So the big question we're trying to answer is when does a deed basically turn into a will? And if that happens, what does it mean legally? So in Rosengrant, the court ended up saying the transfer to Jay wasn't valid, and we're going to try and figure out why. We've got a few resources to help us with this. We've got some guidance notes about the case. We've got a legal case brief. We've also got a standard brief that lays out the main arguments. So we're going to break all of this down, try to get a good grasp of the important parts of deed delivery and like the whole idea of intent when you transfer property. All right, so let's start by getting into the specifics. Who are the main people involved and what exactly do they do?
So we already mentioned Harold and Mildred Rosengrant. They own that farm in Oklahoma, right? No kids. But they did have six nieces and nephews. And their nephew, Jay Rosengrant, seems like he was a big help to them, lending a hand on the farm. Then back in 1972, they signed this deed. Looks like, on the surface, it transfers the farm to Jay. Now, the interesting thing here is the Rosengrant case really shows how much the law wants things to be clear, in property transfer. It's all about preventing folks from, like, accidentally or even on purpose, dodging those legal safeguards you have in place when you make a will.
Yeah, and this is where it gets kind of crazy. It wasn't as simple as like handing over the keys, right? What really went down after they signed the deed?
Yeah, the key thing here is what happened right after signing. So the Rosengrants hand the deed to Jay, but they do this at a bank. And right after that, they tell Jay to give the deed to the banker. The condition was Jay could only grab the deed and officially record it after both Harold and Mildred passed away. And this brings up an interesting point about legal agreements. It's the whole idea of present intent. It was super important in contract law, too.
Oh, I see. So it was like a handoff, but with a condition. They only gave it up if they died, but they kept living on the farm as if it was still theirs, right?
Exactly. So Harold and Mildred, they kept on living on that farm, just like before, paying all those property taxes, taking care of the land. And here's the kicker. They even thought about selling the farm, after they'd signed that deed. Years pass, Harold and Mildred both pass away, and then Jay, he goes to the bank, gets the deed, and records it. And that's when the other Rosengrant family members, they file a lawsuit. They wanted that transfer to be thrown out. It really goes to show, like, what the statute of wills is all about. Preventing fraud, making sure the person making the will, their wishes are followed, according to the law.
Okay. So this all boils down to whether or not what the Rosengrants did back in 72 was a legit legal transfer of the farm to Jay while they were alive, or if they were basically trying to give it to him after they died without, following those will requirements.
That's the heart of it. Oklahoma law, much like laws in most places, has specific rules for a deed transfer to be legal. There are two main things. First, you got to have actual delivery of the deed, or what they call constructive delivery. And second, whoever's transferring the property, the grantor in this case, Harold and Mildred, right, they have to mean to transfer ownership right then and there. Like, wanting to transfer it sometime in the future isn't enough. The intent has got to be for a transfer right now.
So the Rosengrants, they physically handed the deed to Jay, but then immediately said he couldn't actually take it, like record it until after they were gone. What does the law usually think about these kinds of conditional deliveries?
This is where we got to compare it to a will. You see, if a deed is delivered only when the grantor dies, the law usually sees it as them trying to make a will without actually making one. Basically, trying to use the deed to pass on property after death, which is what a will is for, right? But wills, they have their own set of rules. They got to be written, signed, and usually need witnesses. The Rosengrants, what they did with the deed, it didn't follow those rules.
And the trial court, they even had a specific name for what happened with that deed at the bank, right? Something about a revocable escrow.
Exactly. That's what they called it. What that means is Harold could have gone back to the bank anytime before he died and taken the deed back. Since he still had that control over the deed, giving it to Jay wasn't seen as absolute, like no turning back. The appeals court, they were clear about this. Legal delivery, it has to be right then and there, no take backs for it to be legit.
Okay, so let's dig into how the appellate court thought about this. What were the main things they looked at when they decided, just like the trial court, that the transfer wasn't valid?
They really zeroed in on what Harold and Mildred did after they signed that deed and left it at the bank. The fact that they kept living on the farm, paying taxes, even thinking about selling it, the court saw that as solid evidence. It showed that, back in 1972, they didn't really intend to give the farm to Jay right then. They were still acting like they owned the place.
It's almost like their actions after they signed spoke louder than the deed itself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. The court even quoted this legal principle. It said, "Legal delivery carries all the force of absolute ownership at the time of delivery," or it's no delivery at all. Pretty powerful, right? It means just signing a deed isn't enough. The grantor, they have to be willing to give up control, give up ownership right then and there. Leaving it at the bank and saying it only counts when they die, that what? Didn't cut it. It might have seemed like a big deal to the family, but legally, it was missing that immediate transfer of ownership part.
And it wasn't just the majority opinion that brought up these issues, was it? Judge Breitmeyer, he agreed with the decision, but also had some other interesting points to make, right?
Yeah, he did. Judge Breitmeyer, he was on board with the decision, but he looked at it a bit differently. He said, even if you could argue there was a legal delivery, what they told the banker, it basically created what he called a de facto life estate for Harold and Mildred. Now, a life estate, that's when someone has the right to use property for their entire life. So in this case, Harold and Mildred, they kept control and enjoyed the property for as long as they lived. Judge Breitmeyer, he said that reserving a life estate for themselves and then making the full ownership transfer to Jay happen later, that just weakened the idea that the deed was a present transfer. He also had some questions about Jay's testimony, pointed out that he was the only one alive who saw the original transaction, and obviously he had a lot riding on how the case turned out.
So zooming out a bit, what are the big things that law students, a good chunk of our listeners, what should they really take away from the Rosengrant case?
Lots of key takeaways for future lawyers here. I mean, the biggest thing is this. Delivery of a deed. It's way more than just handing over a piece of paper. The grantor has to have a clear intention right there in the moment to give up control, give up ownership of the property. And second, it's super important to understand you can't use a deed to do what a will does, you know, transferring property when you die, unless you follow all the legal rules of a will. If a deed only works when the grantor dies, courts are going to see it as a failed attempt at a will. This kind of ties into those bigger legal ideas about owning and transferring property too, specifically transferring it right now versus sometime in the future.
And the way the court really focused on what the Rosengrants did with the property after signing the deed, that shows how important evidence is in cases like this, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Don't underestimate the power of evidence beyond just the document itself. The courts, they'll look closely at how the grantors treated the property after they signed. Did they keep paying the taxes? Were they still living there? Were they acting like the owners? These things can really tell you what the grantor really meant when the delivery supposedly happened. And for all the future lawyers listening, this case gives some really practical advice. When you're advising clients about transferring property, ask that key question. Do you want this to happen right away or only after you're gone? That answer, as simple as it sounds, is going to tell you what legal tools to use, a deed for an immediate transfer, or a will or trust for when someone dies. Figuring out that initial intention, getting it clear, it's crucial to avoid messy legal battles later on.
That's a good point. This whole case really shows that deeds, they aren't some magic document that automatically makes you the owner. If you don't have that clear intention right then and there, and an actual delivery that can't be undone, they're basically just paper with some signatures.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's a good reminder that when you're dealing with something as big as transferring property, the legal stuff has to match up perfectly with what people actually intend.
Totally agree. Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive. It's a really interesting and, instructive case.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Before we wrap up, here's something to think about. Think about those actions that are like symbolic gestures in the law. In this case, giving the deed to Jay at the bank, it probably felt like a huge deal for everyone there. But how do courts decide how much weight those actions and intentions actually carry legally, especially when we're talking about property and inheritance? What other areas of the law are like this, where intent and delivery are so important and get scrutinized so carefully? Something to chew on, for sure. We'll see you next time for another deep dive.
Until then.